Who do you trust? You know, there's something about trust. You know when you have it, and you know when you don't. Right now, as we look around our country, as we look around the world, trust is at an all-time low. There have been some polls that I've recently seen. There was a report in 2019 measuring public trust. It's the lowest it's been in my lifetime. Down to around 14% of people have any confidence that officials, people in power, will do something right, either sometimes or most of the time. Very, very low trust rate. In fact, this report went on to say how far it has gone down since 1958. In 1958, when they were trying to measure the trust of citizens at that time in America, three-quarters of the people, 75%, generally felt that officials, government officials, those in authority, would do the right thing and had the ability to do the right thing. 75%. We've gone from that high down to negligible low points right now all across the board. And that's people in media, that's people in government, that is people in religion, that is people in education. Trust is at a low point. And you've heard all the slogans, and we all know where we are right now, but here's the point. What we're dealing with here is not something that necessarily you can even measure with any polling apparatus. This is a spiritual problem that is taking place. When a people cannot trust, when trust is so low, you've got mistruths, untruths, you have lies. You have people who are sinning, and that's a spiritual problem. The Bible tells us that Satan is the father of lies, a liar from the beginning, Jesus Christ said. We're dealing with spiritual issues here, and all of us need to take a step back. Who do you trust? Who do you not trust? Make sure in your heart of hearts that you are trusting God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." We better have trust in God. If we can't trust God, then who can we trust? Trust in the Lord. Make sure that's built strong and solid. Be careful. Trust and verify going from there. But first and foremost, make sure that you do trust in God. That's our ultimate hope. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.